It's a pleasure to be joined by Oscar Espina-Ruiz, who is the artistic director at Music Mountain in Falls Village. And we, week by week, take a look what is coming up in the weekend that is coming up at Music Mountain. Oscar, good morning, and thanks for joining us again today.
Good morning, Marshall. It's great to be here.
So another nice weekend, and another weekend come and gone at Music Mountain, and we're already on. It's hard to believe we're already on to the concerts on the 24th and 25th of August. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness, he's right. But it's been a great summer, Marshall. I mean, I have enjoyed it thoroughly. I mean, I tend to say lately from the stage of Gordon Hall that I have the best job in the world. And indeed I do. I mean, I get to hear such magnificent performances Sunday after Sunday, Saturday after Saturday. It's really something else. I hope people will join me. And let me jump on to something that is totally in my mind, if I may, which is that on Saturday, the 24th, at 11:30 a.m., we are celebrating 90 years on the lawn of Music Mountain with Painting Music, a huge community event we started last year that is free. We provide all materials, all paints, and we invite the community to join us. The concessions will be open, and it will be a fun event for families. Adults, children, everybody is invited. And the difference this year, if I may say, is that the performances, because indeed this is an outdoors concert in a way, free concert, is that it will be a professional one. We have the Cassette String Quartet performing for the Painting Music event coming up on August 24th at 11:30. Please come join us, celebrate 90 consecutive seasons of great music at Music Mountain.
That sounds like a great. I know how successful. I remember when you first did it last year. I thought it was a great idea, and it turned out to be a great idea. I think it's a nice new addition to what happens at Music Mountain, bridging the generation and age gaps that you might find listening to chamber music.
Absolutely. Yeah, last year, let me say it, we had three generations painting together. How about that? Yeah. Grandfather, daughter, and granddaughter. And also some collaborative paintings, like a big mural where a number of people would paint together. Quite something.
All right. Well, let's move on to the Galvanized Jazz Band. They are the Twilight Concert on Saturday on the Galvanized Jazz Band at Music Mountain.
Yes, so these folks have been coming to Music Mountain for decades. They are fantastic. Our audience loves them. Fred Vigorito, the cornet player and the leader of the group, you know, has a tremendous charisma, knows his stuff inside out, and knows how to put a great show. This time they come one, two, three, four. It's a quartet. So Fred Vigorito, cornet, Russ Whitman, clarinet, Arthur Hovey, tuba, and Bob Bequillard, drums. And really, a Music Mountain favorite. They play the traditional jazz. The Connecticut Magazine wrote that they play the best jazz in the state, that they are the best jazz band in the state, and they get your blood running, Jazz Beat wrote. So quite something, Dixieland, New Orleans jazz. And I must say, this is our last jazz concert of the season, because the following concert is our typical Shanghai String Quartet Labor Day weekend. So I hope people, especially people who love jazz, will join us on Saturday, and they may want to do a full day out of it and come at 11:30, then come down the mountain for lunch or bring a picnic, and then stay for the 5 o'clock Galvanized Jazz Band concert on the 24th Saturday at Music Mountain.
You know, your Saturday evening concerts really have turned into so many different variations of jazz music, and also, well, you know, Broadway music with Michael Berkeley and everything like that. That those concerts have come a long way from their humble beginning, and now I think they rise to the status of almost like your Sunday concerts. So good job on really developing a theme for that. Now, Sunday, on Sunday.
Thank you, and thank you for your help also, Marshall. I have to say, these talks every Monday are wonderful. And, you know, a week ago we were talking about Barbara Fasano Trio, well, and how we gave out some CDs for her show at your station. Well, thank you for doing that, because we had a full house, and it was a magnificent concert this past Saturday.
Well, we're going to go on to the Cassatt String Quartet, which is coming up this Sunday at Music Mountain.
Yes. So this another Music Mountain favorite, the Cassatt String Quartet, coming for many, many years.
Radio Presents award-winning author John.
Four ladies that are absolutely fantastic artists. And we'll be playing a very classical program with Mozart, Beethoven, and Brahms. Now, here is the special item on the program, and that is the Brahms Piano Quintet in the original or precursor version, which was for cello. When Brahms composed this work, it's a fairly early work, he wrote it as a cello quintet, like the Schubert Cello Quintet in C major, for example. And then his very good friend, Joachim and Clara Schumann, had some reservations. And, well, as you know, Brahms was quite a perfectionist, so he did not publish the piece, the work with cello, and went on to making an arrangement for two pianos, and later, finally, making an arrangement for piano and a string quartet, which is the work that we love and know so well, and which we heard earlier this season in July. Well, on Sunday, with the Cassatt String Quartet, we will have an opportunity to get, in a way, in Johannes Brahms' mind and hear the original version of the famous piano quintet, the original version, which is indeed the cello quintet, Opus 34, F minor, by Johannes Brahms, together with works by Mozart and Beethoven. A beautiful program.
Well, you know, I'm looking at this weekend, and we just heard you talk about this weekend, but you did give a hint. Next weekend really is a very impressive weekend, because the whole weekend belongs, as you said, to the Shanghai String Quartet.
Yes. We were very sorry last year that they couldn't come during Labor Day weekend, because they were... Well, they were busy. They were in Shanghai judging at the Isaac Stern violin competition. So that kind of was okay. Indeed, we were very happy for them. Luckily, we got them for six concerts last season to do the entire Beethoven String Quartet cycle, which was historic and just huge at Music Mountain last year. Well, same group, the Shanghai Quartet, will come to playing both Saturday and Sunday concerts, August 31st, September 1st, Labor Day weekend at Music Mountain, which is, it's my understanding, what they used to do in years past. So we are going back to the tradition. And so on Saturday, August 31st at 5 p.m., the Shanghai Quartet will play works by Haydn, Beethoven, and Penderecki. And then on Sunday, September 1st at 3 p.m., they come back. This time they come accompanied by Todd Crow, the wonderful pianist, to play Beethoven, Frank Bridge, actually Novelletten, an early work, and then Brahms Piano Quartet in A major, Opus 26. Beautiful weekend. A wonderful way to kind of start to say goodbye to the summer. Not quite yet. We have three more Sunday concerts after that, but it will be a big, big climax at the end of August during the Labor Day weekend with the Shanghai Quartet.
Well, it's once again, and that's right. I mean, Music Mountain, I think, goes to the 22nd this year of September, right?
Until September 22nd, yeah, as we have done in the past, Juilliard String Quartet will come to close the season on September 22nd. And if I remember correctly, yeah, it's quite a lineup. I mean, Daedalus Quartet, September 8th, Dover Quartet, September 15th, yeah. Juilliard Quartet, September 22nd. So there is a lot still awaiting us at Music Mountain.
All right. And for more information, of course, 860-824-7126, the box office, or musicmountain.org on the web. Oscar, we'll speak to you again next week.
Sounds great. Thank you so much. Have a great week.
You too. Oscar Espeña-Ruiz, who is, of course, the artistic director at Music Mountain, and more information, as we said, musicmountain.org.